You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. Look! Up in the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane! No, it's, well, they're not actually in the sky, but it's Oscar Blues Brewing Company. They are one of the biggest supporters of OneOfUs.net. They make all kinds of great beers. They were the first craft brewery to put beer in a can, and they've got breweries open in North Carolina, two in Colorado, and one in Austin. They're really amazing. They've been a huge support to OneOfUs.net, and we'd appreciate it if you would support them as well. Also, you guys, subscribers out there, you know who you are, or who you aren't. Please think about becoming a subscriber if you're not already. That is the way that we're able to put out all the free content as well as all the bonus content, of which there is lots of which in our forums for you guys. Become a subscriber, support OneOfUs.net, drink Oscar Blues Brewing Company, and, you know, don't be afraid to check out our other social media on Facebook, YouTube, Tumblr, Twitter. We're all over the damn place.
Good service here, so if you want to Google something, you just ask Ben. 1 in 3, 2 in 5. Hello and welcome to another edition of Comedigogo's podcast, Public Access, live at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. Let's make some noise.
We're doing it live. We're doing it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. We are happy campers to be talking about what in today's podcast, Regan?
Three topics tonight. Topic number one, what horror film would make a good remake?
Remix.
That hasn't already been remade.
Yeah.
Topic number two, what is the worst song from your favorite band?
Yeah, bro.
Interesting.
Meta.
And topic number three, what is your all-time favorite snack chip flavor, or what is the most disgusting snack or chip flavor you've ever eaten?
And people can answer both.
You can answer both. What's your favorite?
We'd hope to have them answer
both.
Yeah.
What's your favorite, and what's the most disgusting thing that you've ever eaten as far as a snack or a chip?
Best and from worst.
We are pleased as punch to have, as our guest, once again for the live podcast, the Blind Tiger Comedy Club audience. Guys, make noise.
Yay!
Our guest. We haven't had a regular one-person guest in months because these live podcasts have been so much fun.
So much fun.
They've been so much fun. Like, ridiculous
so much
fun.
Much
like,
fun.
So much fun.
There's so much more fun than having one person.
The craziest thing that's happening right now is Rob Funches was talking shit.
Wait. No, you said you weren't going to talk about that live. You got it out of your system. You got it out of your system, so we don't have to talk about it later. We already talked about it.
That's old news.
I said I couldn't talk about it on the podcast. So Rob Funches talks shit about San Antonio, which is okay. You're allowed to talk about it. That's what I want to say.
Am I bad for not knowing who Ron Funches is?
No, Okay, don't take this as an insult. You're just from San Antonio.
Yeah.
Right? And so if he's not a Spur, and I'm guilty of it myself. Outside of comedy, I'm guilty of it myself. Yeah. You don't know who anybody is unless they're a Spur, unless they you know, were
so
from San Antonio. Yeah, it's a comedy club. People know who Rob Funches is.
Everybody knows who Rob Funches is?
Not everyone, but people do.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know who John Mulaney is? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's a very famous comedian. So Rob Funches isn't that famous as John Mulaney, but Rob Funches has been, you know, around. You've seen him.
He's Google a comic.
Him.
He's been on stuff at midnight,
you know.
Right.
But anyway, so he came to the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club and was upset at the lack of audience. And he was really upset more at the fact that people told him not to smoke pot in public. And he
said,
it's
illegal.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like,
they were looking out for him.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know? And so I just feel bad because it set San Antonio comedy back, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. Because, you know, they're like
the whole two steps forward it took in the last.
Well, the Blind Tiger was trying to like make it move forward. And now everyone's like, you know what? Fuck that dude. I'm like, no, why don't you hate us? Like, hate us local guys. Like, you would hate a guy. I never even heard of him. It's because you don't go to fucking comedy shows. Yeah. It's the whole thing he's fucking complaining about.
As stated before we started recording, it's a classic San Antonio move to talk shit about Ron
and talk about how they never heard of him and he ate shit and all these other things about him. But they decided to say it after the fact. They wrote an article about him talking shit about him and not talk shit about him while they wrote an article about him coming to town.
It's after the fact.
After the fact. Let's write an article about this comic that came to town and talked shit. And that's, instead of writing an article saying, hey, come see this guy. Here's something to fucking do in this town.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting. It's classic San Antonio move to write a full article about a guy who had a bad experience just to stir the pot. Because that's all that shit was. It was just stirring
the
pot.
So Rob Funches hates San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard hates San Antonio.
Yeah.
Austin hates San Antonio.
Yeah.
Not the city. This dude, this blonde dude that I knew was a fucking douchebag.
Austin doesn't care about San Antonio.
No, exactly. Austin is like the jock of like, if Texas was a high school, Austin's like the jock football player, and we're like the AV club, right? And we're not even that cool.
No.
Oh, yeah, the AV club. All right,
they actually do stuff.
Oh,
no, Austin's a jock. Austin's a jock, and then San Antonio's that guy is like, hey, man, you don't know the kind of pain you gave me when you pulled my underwear, gave me a wedgie in physics class. And then the jock goes, who are you?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's shit.
And then you San Antonio puts a chicharrón in their mouth, or I'm sorry, a pork rind, and it's just like, man, I was in seventh grade.
No, Austin never even gave us a wedgie. They just ignored us in like eighth period, and we hated him. I didn't even know you're sitting behind me.
But his parents were rich because of oil.
Yes.
Yeah, and he just goes to the school because his parents' job and property is near that school.
Yeah.
So right. It's like, that's what it is.
Yeah, and they hate blacks and Mexicans.
Absolutely. Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
Even the gentrified one.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. They want them out of their city.
Do they? Does Austin want
blacks
and Mexicans out of their city?
Oh, yeah.
Just straight up?
Yeah, why not?
That's just a bold statement.
Yeah, you can fact check it. Go online.
This is go. Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Austin wants blacks and
Mexicans. Check it there.
I don't think they do.
I'll pull up an article. Pull up that 2-year-old article about the piñata family that had a piñata shop for like 30 years of making Austin's piñatas, and then a startup company for South by like, oh, we like your space, we're gonna buy it out, and they kicked that family out, and the owner of the company said it was like getting rid of cockroaches and brushing them out into the street.
Wow, and then. Like,
so that represents.
I bet you his heart bursted and all his candy fell out on the ground. And
so like other people, I hold that one dude, and he's like, that dude represents the whole town. I smear the whole town.
Yes, bullshit.
Which is unfair.
It's
but
like
at the same time,
it's judging San Antonio based on Spurs Jesus.
Right.
Fuck him.
God damn it.
Who hears from San Antonio? Audience, San Antonio?
Yeah. Listeners. Who hears from San Antonio, listeners?
make some noise if
raise
you're...
Your hand.
Who likes the Spurs?
No. Make some noise if you're not from San Antonio. Where are you from?
Guam!
Awesome.
Fuck, dude. That's north of Austin, right?
Chicken Kelaguin?
It's Kelaguin.
Yeah. Oh, it's delicious. It's freaking delicious.
Ooh,
wow, wait,
say it again.
It's better with spam.
It's Kelaguin.
Fucking right bullshit.
And someone else made noise.
Nothing's better with spam.
Where are you from?
Germany!
Damn, we're international podcast, y'all.
Yeah, Guam, exactly. Germany.
Yeah.
All right.
Canada? Yeah, fucking
oh, but he's
Ryan
not here in the
RTV.
Audience. RTV's
but he's
not.
Listening.
All right, fair enough.
What has to happen before we leave is everybody from international places, they have to take a picture of them standing up and us sitting on a chair, and they're talking down to us, so it's kind of like
we're
just arms crossed like dipshits.
Since they're in another country, we need to be in the background, and they need to act like they're holding us, like they do with every monument.
Okay.
Like in other cities.
Got
like
it. Right.
Like
yeah,
Auschwitz,
yeah, yeah.
And what's a thing in Guam? But is it part of the U.S. the way Puerto Rico is part of the U.S.? So, like, not really? You're better than Puerto Rico. Is there, a rivalry between Guam and Puerto Rico? Yeah.
you stirred it.
No, it's...
Oh. Yeah, the pirate waters have been stirred now.
Fucking the Express News in San Jose is going to be like, Guam and Puerto Rico. It's a civil war starts in...
And Twitter user Puto699 says, hey, they don't even like tacos. They don't even like tacos.
Guam put spam in their tacos.
They don't even like tacos. And then 120 comments. Those motherfuckers doing shit because they don't know what good tacos are. SA Life forever.
Yeah, exactly.
And it has nothing to fucking do with tacos.
I've never even heard of Guam.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. Exactly. That's what's going to fucking happen.
Full circle. Guam doesn't exist. Fuck yeah. Guam.
Who's heard of Guam?
I saw Guam on YouTube. He ain't even that funny. So thank you for joining us. And we appreciate that very much. Things have been going good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Did you guys graduate high school?
Yeah, I graduated high school.
I paused for a second, but that happened for sure.
I just
went to two high school graduations this past
week. Nice. Did people graduate?
Were you invited?
Yeah, I actually was invited.
Fuck.
Like, I got an invitation to one of them, and the other one, I was working, so.
Oh, yeah.
But I just...
What, you're doing an usher?
Did you guys... What's a graduating class? How big? Oh, you had a tiny graduating class.
Tiny, baby. 36.
36?
Yeah.
How long was your...
Prom king.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we understood that. When you said you're a prom king, you're like, how big was your class?
How long was your ceremony?
4 minutes. Nice. 4 or 5 minutes.
And, you, the opposite end, Jetson.
They got my name wrong.
Perfect.
They got my name perfectly right out of a class of 1,200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long was your graduation ceremony?
Oh, it was like 3 hours.
Oh, my
just
God.
Fucking A to Zinc. Just totally.
My graduating class was like a Kinder award ceremony where they read all of our accomplishments.
Yes.
Like, best citizen award. Made the class laugh.
Got an 83 in English.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, yeah! I was like super excited because
Lorenzo Garcia
got a fucking award.
And Principal Sandia was like, you did a good job, mijo.
No.
It's the very end of a high school class, but just like elementary school. You did good, mijos.
I had a white principal, dog. Like, he was white, he had glasses, he kind of looked like James Earl Ray, and had this big distended gut and smoked Virginia Slims like a bitch.
That's a good principle right there.
Yeah.
Good principle.
Bitch ass cigarettes. How many people were in your graduating class?
600. About 600 was mine.
Yeah. Man.
So.
Mm-hmm.
It was 36, baby.
Yeah. And you were king of that mountain.
I was.
You were king of that hill.
And I still know every single living person. So, like, 14 people of my 36. Like, I feel like a Columbine kid. Like half my graduating class is no longer in existence.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was a tough part of town.
Right. Yeah, it was the deep east side. Like, we had mass shootings. It was in church, so it was ironic.
Yeah, your graduation
book
looks like, Battle
my
Royale.
My mass shooting was a pun because it happened in church during communion. I was really upset about it. That's true, actually. Some guys. Sounds like I'm just being like, oh, edgy now.
But, well, just to reiterate, you did a good job, mijo.
Thank you. How'd you win the game? We're all reliving terrible things of our youth, and that's what we do.
My graduation
here.
Was great.
Was it?
I went to Sonic afterwards.
Did they say your name right?
Oh, man. I think they, no, maybe they did a Reagan.
They did Reagan.
Aravalos.
They called me Reagan. Jesse like a bunch of fucking assholes.
So we all got our names wrong?
Yeah, they called me Jesse.
Yeah, man. You know why? Because they're all from Austin, dude. They don't give a fuck about us.
Nothing to do.
No one ever gets
my name right.
No, they just looked at it and like a lot of people assume, oh, they must have just, you know,
forgot
Jesse.
The E.
Yeah, they forgot the E.
The hell kind of name is Reagan Aravalos.
And then Garcia.
That's the, you just had a dumb principal or whoever.
No, I get that shit all the time. I get Larry Garcia all the fucking time.
Anybody in the audience, make some noise if you had your name mispronounced at graduation.
Yep.
You bastard! Oh, wait, you?
Did they mispronounce? What's your name?
Felipe.
And then how did they say it?
Felipe.
Felipe?
Felipe.
You went to St. Gerard's too, didn't you? Yeah, you sure did. You went to St. Gerard's. Recognize we're about to shoot up this motherfucking place.
No, that's not how it works.
Motherfuckers.
No.
Well, we're excited to have you guys, and we're happy that most of you guys graduated high school. And
that's why no one said shit.
Yeah, you can't mispronounce my name if I ain't there.
Who got their names mispronounced during graduation? Just shut up. Don't say shit because they won't fucking ask if
Do
you graduated or not.
Do they say your name when you get your GED?
Yeah, they have a ceremony.
Do they have a ceremony? Because my cousin...
You don't have to go or anything.
My cousin who got his GED went to like Image Shots, the place that had the like hood rat backgrounds, and they also had book backgrounds.
Hey.
So he took his graduating picture for my grandma, and it was funny because it was just like books.
Yeah.
And I think that the spine of the books just said like one, two, three, said, four.
They said encyclopedia set.
Exactly.
They said books.
They said books. Books. Books and shit.
Learning 101.
And he was just like that, like holding a Glock.
But a finger Glock.
He's like bussing caps and gowns. I think that's what it said. And like...
I'll take it.
Busting caps and gowns.
Busting caps and gowns. Alright, so let's fucking Costanza that shit, and we're gonna end our first portion on that. Right. And thank you guys for tuning to another edition of Community Go-Go's Public Access Live. Let's get started with the question.
Thank you.
So, Jess, what do we got going on right now?
Hey, everybody, it's time for the first segment of the evening, the segment I like to call Look into that. It's a segment I like to talk about movies and video games and fun stuff like that, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners and live audiences everywhere across the world after they hear about said stuff is an enthusiastic, yeah, I'm gonna look into that. So this week I'm talking about the upcoming film Suspiria, which is a remake.
Why'd you say it like Mario?
Suspiria, because it's an Italian film. Yeah,
every Italian thing you got to say like Mario, like, or what's her name? Yeah.
So I'm having a good time. We're gonna have spaghetti.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The linguini. So Suspiria.
So we're having a picnic and we're gonna have sandwiches. What kind of sandwich? Bologna.
Bologna.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with my homies. We're gonna go check out Suspiria in the upcoming theater. Suspiria.
They kill Jews too.
No, that's not what happens.
Axis of Evil, bro.
Suspiria was a late 70s horror film. It is a classic, cult classic film from director Dario Argento.
Dario Argento!
Like, yeah. Just that name's like, ah!
Yeah.
It's a really cool film. You should check it out. It's pretty cool. It's got a lot of cool stuff in it, and it's very colorful. And it's
the
very
original or the remake?
The original. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, a Technicolor nightmare. That's a good description of it right there. So someone decided it would be a good idea to remake it. At first, I was like, that's dumb.
Yep.
Because at the surface, a remake of a film about a ballerina school led by witches just sounds silly and it would fuck it up.
But
it
even
would be
in
dumb.
The 70s, it sounded silly.
It is.
Silly.
It's super because it's a dark fairy tale is what kind of the idea was behind the
like
original.
Black Swan.
Like Black Swan. Larry is stroking his virtual mic dick.
I hope you heard that podcast, listeners.
And so someone thought that would be a good idea. And I'm going to go on total autopilot, no Google, no research mode, because I totally fucked up. It is from the director of that lesbian movie, Color Me Blue, Blue Kiss Me, Lesbian Chicks Making Out. It just came out a year ago. Not lesbians. Call me by my name. Call me your name. It was nominated for an Oscar. It's got Social Network, and he's kissing this other dude. And they fuck, I think. They talk about peaches. I haven't seen the
movie. Guys, Jess doesn't actually know what lesbians are. We're just finding that out right now.
So, wait, is Social Network Jesse Eisenberg or Armie Hammer?
Armie Hammer. Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger. Okay. Lone Ranger, because there's a dude.
Lone Ranger's a lesbian.
He eats butt. He eats butt in that movie or something. So the,
wait,
right,
what?
No.
Fucking movie? That was never in Suspiria.
No. The director of the peach butt-eating movie is directing the Suspiria remake.
Did you say peach butt-eating?
Yeah, peach butt-eating. I haven't seen the movie. I just read an article, and it's like, oh, that's nominated for an Oscar.
Jess thinks that all lesbians do is eat butt.
they're gay dudes.
And that they're men.
So anyways.
Jess's definition of a lesbian is a man who eats butt.
Right.
Just putting that out
there. So that lesbian movie was Social Network.
So am I a lesbian? Because I eat butt. Well, I eat girls' butt.
I don't know. Ask Jess. It's his definition.
June, Pride Month.
So from the director, the Academy Award.
Travis?
I was just going to say, this is about as bad as the white dog Google search.
No, it's nothing like it.
Look at our past podcast.
Right. This isn't as bad as that. Anyways, directed by the Academy Award nominated director of the peach butt-eating film. Thought it would be a cool idea to remix
The Help. Like he's talking about The Help.
Would be
like
a cool idea to remix Suspiria, starring 50 Shades of Grey and New Carrie and
New Carrie.
Yeah, New Carrie.
All right,
and the ancient one from Doctor Strange. Right?
Yeah, fucking
Constantine, dog.
Yeah, Gabriel from Constantine.
Yeah. So it's got
Till this week, thank you, Ben.
It's got a whole bunch of people, and they thought it was a great idea to make Suspiria. On paper, I was like, oh, this is going to be horrible. It's not going to be a good idea. The trailer came out, and I got to be honest, it looks really cool. Okay. It looks really cool. It has a it takes place in the 70s. They have the aesthetic down, but it's completely, as opposed to like aping the original kind of colors that they have with the original, it's doing its own thing, and it has this really, like, really cool look to it. And from what the director says, he's not doing a direct remake. He's doing kind of almost like it's inspired by it. So they're not doing play-by-play. They're not going to recreate the scenes of the original. They're going to do something completely new. And they had a film conference a few months ago, and they played one scene, and supposedly a lot of people were really disturbed about how gory and graphic this one particular scene was, and it was right up my alley. Because I was like, oh, that sounds very cool. It's very interesting. I am a believer that not all remakes are instantly bad. We've talked about remakes on this show plenty of times.
Sure.
There are great remakes. There are. And Suspiria is shaping up to be one of them. It looks cool to me, and I'm a big fan of the original movie. If you've never seen Suspiria, it's out there somewhere. You can find it. It's very cool. It's a really neat movie. It's chintzy, so by today's standards.
Right.
So do people say it's like one of the scariest movies of all time? Be prepared to be heavily disappointed because Absolutely. It's just not that.
But it's goofy.
Very, it's very goofy, but it is very very vibrant looking. It's very cool looking. It's just a neat movie. I really like it. So Suspiria. Suspiria inspires topic number one for the night, and the topic is, what is a horror film that should be remade that hasn't been remade yet that would be actually good? All right, so we've talked about remakes and all that kind of good stuff before, but this is very specific. We're talking about movies that a horror film that should be remade that hasn't been done already. Tons of horror remakes already, so it's kind of hard to pick. I would like to kick it off with one of my favorite 80s horror films, The Gate. All right, so The Gate's like this kind of semi-obscure movie, but the plot is awesome. It's this kid who loves model airplanes.
Fuck, and yeah, he should die.
His sister is fucking babysitting him, and his best friend is this like nerdy neighbor who loves metal music.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah.
And so he's bought this new album from like his fucking favorite band, and they play the record, and then of course through before the internets, they heard that it would be cool if you play the record backwards and do all this shit. So in the album artwork, it had all this tombs and all this kind of like ancient magic and all this shit.
Right.
So the metal boy fan is really stoked about it, so he starts following the album's instructions, and he accidentally opens up a rift into hell, and so these little tiny little goblins come out, and they come out and they attack, and it's really fucking cool because it's a mid-80s movie, and it's really solid, but it's a PG-13 film. It is not gory. It is not, like, really, like, overly graphic, but it's, like, one of the most effective, kind of cool movies, the horror films that kind of would don't have to rely on gore. I think it would be a cool remake to do because I think what's lacking it today is maybe like horror films that are like entry level films for like, you know, teenagers or something like that, like kids getting interested into horror, but not be like hokey, not be like Goosebumps or some shit like that. Still do
Goosebumps is good.
A horror
transition.
Yeah, exactly. Movie, but you know what's fun? I'm talking about something that still a dark horror film, but it doesn't have to rely on certain gore. And I love plots that involve playing metal albums backwards because that's just something that is classic. It never gets old. You play an album backwards like Run DMC or Ice-T, and then you resurrect like Rap Devils or something like that. Or
Gravediggers?
Yeah, like, yeah,
exactly.
Like
the RZA's
thing? Yeah. So I think maybe that's like something you could play around with remake. I just think The Gate would be a cool movie. If you did it right, that would be a cool movie. That's my answer.
Was that the plot to Tales from the Hood?
No, Tales from the Hood had Joe Torre, and they were locked in a funeral parlor, and the dude that was from like 70s like blaxploitation movies was like, well, let me tell you something.
Yeah, it was like an anthology, but a hood anthology. Yeah,
it was. So I had to go through like a laundry list of movies, and the one thing that I think like would necessitate remakes are things that are like not timely.
Right.
And so I'm caught in the middle of these two movies because, you know, what have they remade? Halloween, Texas Chainsaw Massacre a bunch of times, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th. They remade them all. I was thinking, my first thought was Lost Boys, but I'm like, nah, fuck that. Lost Boys rules. I would get pissed off. So my tie that I can't decide on is Lawnmower Man.
Because of
how lame it is, you know, Forrest Gump fucking gets an Oculus Rift and then
fucking.
But he has to be in that weird thing that spins you around.
Right, but
that
really that's does not, nothing. That's not really, exactly. Yeah.
And then he gets smart. He gets smart, and the AI teaches him how to like, get a boner and fuck eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's really a weird movie.
So it's you know. It's fucked up.
And it's got a badass ending. It's a shitty movie with a badass ending.
Best ending ever.
Yeah.
Badass ending. And, really good.
And then the one that I feel strongly about is Brain Scan. Brain Scan with Eddie Furlong and the dude, whatever the fuck his name was, and the trickster. Thank you. Benipedia. So basically, Eddie Furlong had this forbidden CD-ROM. And he played...
So their version of The Ring.
Kind of, because it got into Eddie Furlong. People were dying. It was a trickster and all that sort of stuff. And then another great ending where the movie ends and it was like, game over. And it's like, oh, okay. And then the credits roll. And then I saw this in the movie theaters, BT Dubs. And the credits started rolling. People were leaving. And then the trickster goes, but wait! Because it wasn't the end of the movie. And this dude legit fucking fell in the movie theater. And I felt so bad for him. So if that guy's still alive and not crippled, I would like Brain Scan to get remade with maybe like, you know, cell phones or something, you know?
No, it's a cell phone game.
It's like, a cell phone game.
Like a Candy Crush microtransaction
No. It's still called Brain Scan, but it's an Uproxx fucking like, what, you know, martini are you? And
are those still one of those? It's a loophole to find out. It's a loophole of quizzes
and
of which Harry Potter clan do you belong in?
Whatever.
Based on what's your favorite lasagna is?
You know, like, you know, are you going to heaven or hell? Oh, yeah, let me take this. And then you answer the question. It's like, you're going to
No, you're sucked in.
You're going to Brain Scan.
And then it, depending on what fucking is your service provider is, how long?
No,
like it takes
the only people that survive
out.
Are people like me who never update their phone.
Yeah, and
have like the oldest iOS possible.
It's like you have to connect to Wi-Fi. Once you connect to Wi-Fi,
you got a 5S.
Then you're free, dude.
Yeah, I made it, guys.
Yeah, so Brain Scan, remake Brain Scan.
Nice.
All right, my choice for what horror movie should be remade is, I thought about it, going to the movie theaters and something that exists now in movie theaters that didn't exist when the movie came out, and that's D-Box, right? Has anybody ever been to a D-Box movie where the actual chair moves? Yeah. So I had a tie for that.
They should do porns with D-Box.
No, it's been done.
Yeah, for shaky porn?
Well, that's what
everybody loves shaky porn.
That's what Teledildonics is. That's
Teledildonics.
That's D-Box.
No, that was like a strap to
But that's
dick.
Essentially D-Box. That's better than D-Box.
Yeah, capital D-Box.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
Please
about
continue.
That. She wants the
so
D-Box.
So I'm going to... If you get to do a tie, I'm going to do a tie because I was kind of up in the air. First one is Christine. Stephen King's Christine D-Box. Remember? So all those scenes where Christine's driving around are like the engine's front when he first sits down in that car and starts the engine, like really feeling that. You're a part of that car in that movie. Does everybody know what Christine is? It's a movie. It's an evil car movie.
So, go ahead. I think we may have the same question. So because it was a classic car, because it was like a 50s.
No, it stays a classic car.
All right. So it's still a 1950s car.
They're not going to bumblebee
it. It takes place today, but guess what? A 1957 Chevy like still looks as awesome and still is as cool.
Can it be kind of like a sequel? Kind of sequel?
Sure, yeah. It's the Christine.
Okay, I'm calling it. We win.
So they smash it. Oh, whatever. And then it comes. It's Christine. Awesome. So you're in that D-Box. Just, there's so many cool scenes.
And then
where
cameo
you,
from Back to School.
Where you would be able to feel the car while you're in that movie, right?
So
Christine would be the first horror remake. The other one is sort of a horror, but it's Duel. Does anyone? It's a 1970s movie, Duel.
It's just basically
a dude in a car who gets attacked by this 18-wheeler who just scares him and keeps following him around. The entire movie is just
Maximum Overdrive.
No, trucks coming to life. This is just a dude.
So dumb.
Yeah. This is a dude who's just in a truck harassing this dude and not letting him get out of his car. It's the whole movie.
It's Steven Spielberg's first movie, his first directorial movie, but it was a TV movie.
It's called The Duel. But once again,
Private
in D-Box.
Yeah, Private Ryan. It's Private Ryan's horror film, dog. About a truck.
Fuck, that's dumb.
So I don't know if this movie would be a little too much because the entire movie takes place in this dude, and you're in this in car with this guy.
So question.
So the whole movie, you'd feel like you're in the car moving the entire
time.
No,
they basically do the whole thing where you sit in the thing, and it's this hot car. So they whatever theater it is, they condition.
That's 4D, bro.
They turn the air conditioner off.
That's what we
and
did
they make
tonight.
It stuffy in there. So you have the D box, but then they also turn the like the climate control off the thing, so you get
that's if you go
really
watch it.
Comfortable
Fiesta Texas.
You're sitting around a bunch of sweaty dudes in San Antonio. You smell like nachos and cheese and just really uncomfortable, really gets you in the movie.
That's if Alamo Drafthouse had D-Box seats, they would go that far.
Right.
Four D-Box
four
seats.
For that. But no. So this is
double D-Box.
So dual
quadruple
and Christine, both car movies, both.
But, okay, so the guy following, right?
Yeah.
So the, one of the reasons why I chose Brain Scan is because I think the problem with horror movies nowadays is that it's like, oh my God, this guy's chasing me. Let me call the cop, cell phone. So the cell phone is the brain scan.
It can just be.
But so if this guy's chasing him.
It can take place in the 70s.
Boom.
Yeah, there you go.
That was going
to
ask.
So our audience members, if you'd like to answer, we would highly encourage you to go to our microphone to answer. In the meantime, while people are lining up, Regan, what did Facebook have to say?
Facebook answers. Ryan Timothy Bray said, what about Bob? That is not a horror movie.
Fuck you, man.
Betty Garza said, Clockwork.
Well, come on. I mean, okay, yeah, it's not a horror. I was going to say,
fuck you, dude.
Right. Betty Garza
said,
a Clockwork Orange, more psychological thriller. But
sure.
Brian Benitez says, who's that girl? Another non-horror movie. Nobody likes horror movies.
Fuck you,
Sarah man. Sharp said, I think Wait Until Dark has a good premise, and many people haven't seen it. It could be interesting. Night of the Hunter wasn't really horror.
They kind of remade Wait Until Dark. There's a movie called Hush that has the same premise. It's a blind woman, she's mute. I don't know, something like that.
She's a lesbian?
Yeah, she's a lesbian.
She's deaf.
She's deaf. Okay, my bad. Wait Until Dark is that she was.
She's deaf, yeah.
She was blind.
Martin Lawrence hosted it.
He also thinks lesbians are dudes who eat butt. Yeah. So you got to forgive him for not.
Peach butt eating lesbian movie. Nominated for an Oscar.
Marvin Lanier says The Final Terror.
This summer.
Never heard it. Kenneth Garza says Ghoulies 1-4.
Yeah. Let's get some Ghoulies in there. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good answer.
Milo says, I'm still waiting for the West Side version of Get Out.
Vete.
And
Abominals.
No, it's just a bunch of dudes.
Vete Negro.
It's a bunch of dudes who aren't upset about Ron Fuchs talking about San Antonio. I don't see what the problem is. Like, what's wrong with him? He's not getting mad.
It's as a Walita hits her fucking caught like her what's it called? Champarao, that chocolate shit. She's mixing it and then
no, it's the mocajete. She's making something in the mocajete. Making something in the mocajete.
No! Yeah, you know, sinking the pico de gallo. It's not even clever.
But is it a black boyfriend goes to a Mexican family and all the uncles and shit are just like, are you a spur, bro? That's the West Side Get Out. Because that really happened. I was at a cookout.
I was at a cookout,
and my friend was dating Antonio Daniels, a legit San Antonio Spur, and we were at the cookout, and she was dating him, and he came over, and all the uncles were just mad-dogging him because he's a black man, and they're racist as fuck. And then he was like, hi, I'm Antonio. And they went, Daniels? Like the Spur? And then they brought him a plate. Yeah, they fucking got him a beer. I was like, you fucking
if you're a Spur, you're one of the good ones.
Yeah, that's fucking
to
bullshit.
Our racist Mexican family
Jesus
members.
Christ. I was like, he's a human being, too. He loves gyms.
Yeah.
Finally, Matthew Wayne says, I think Hellraiser could be remade. Just take 1 and 2, combine them into one movie,
okay.
Get rid of the filler, and just deal with the mythology and the body horror
stuff. I can dig on that. That'd be all right.
There you go.
But they probably fuck it up. That's what, all the main 80s franchise movies, it's hard. Like, it's been, they haven't really.
Especially
had that
when
best
the
look.
Actor makes, like, Freddy Krueger.
Right,
Kruger,
like Freddy Krueger, something like that. Yeah.
Audience. Brand Bumper.
Remake horror movie.
Brand Bumper. Okay, so if they did it right, only if they did it right, Don't Look Now would be a good remake.
Don't Look Now would be kind of cool.
Yeah, Don't Look Now, but it'd have to be done right. They'd have to put a new twist on it because we've all seen
Right,
the
exactly.
Not all of us, what's every
the,
one of
what's
us.
Don't Look what's now? The plot of Don't Look Now?
Don't Look Now is about a guy that can't look now.
Wow.
It's Donald Sutherland. They lost a kid. They're grieving.
Childish Gambino?
Yeah, there we go. And
it's Donald Sutherland.
It's more like Mildish Gambino. He's
got it.
What douche? He put his name in the
Hunger Games.
Wu-Tang generator.
Hunger Games loses his kid.
Hunger Games loses
the president from Hunger Games.
And his wife. Hunger Games loses his kid.
Yeah, and they're grieving, and they go to Italy because they're rich, and then there's just without if I tell you anymore, it ruins the plot. But the point is.
there's a figure that's running out throughout the movie, and you think it's a kid.
Yeah.
And it looks like their kid, and it fucks with them. And he also sees premonitions of his own death. I'm spoiling the film already, but the point is...
We're all right.
Yeah.
Point is, it has a really great story, but an even better ending. But as far as Christine and D-Box, it only work if two things are added to the D-Box. A steering wheel that pushes into pushes into you for the crushing scenes, and then the seats heat up to a blistering third-degree burning. Nice. Yeah.
That's the Draft House version there.
That would be the Draft House version.
They take it up a notch.
So there we go.
So don't look now.
And what would they have? Christine crepes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. The turd on the hood, they actually just open up like a little hatch and like a little fan blows at you, like a little turd right there. You just fucking smell burning shit.
Nothing like getting blown in a movie theater.
There we go.
All right. All right. Christine Roadhead.
Travis K.
So I kind of had to think about this for a while, and I'm going way back to the vault with the Wolfman.
All right.
And I know that y'all think that has been done a lot.
Benicio del Toro remade it, bro.
Yeah, but that's also, you also had like Twilight versus Wolfman. So, right. But the new version would be like from, it would be D-Box. So I think Regan would like.
Are they wolves in cars? Is this this awesome wolf driving car movie?
I don't think you'll like it that much, but I think
Regan's the CEO of D-Box.
This whole
thing's a big pyramid scheme. Everybody in this room. It's going to be home thinking about D-Box.
It's the only thing that gets me to watch a Fast and Furious movie is D-Box.
And The Rock.
It's amazing.
So it'll be called The Wolfman Cometh, and it'll start out, and it'll be the first-person perspective of a kid with his alcoholic uncle on a couch, and the kid's watching the movie, and he falls asleep to the movie, and he starts having nightmares of the movie as he's watching it, and he wakes up to the howling, and it turns out that it's his crazy drunken uncle going after him, and the only way to knock him out is with silver bullets, so he's throwing Coors Lights at him.
Fuck, that's dark.
God, but they do this while driving in race cars.
Jesus.
Sure, Christ. If you want to.
All right, yeah, race cars.
Well, the only question I have is, does the Wolfman come in?
Well, yeah, because his uncle's a Wolfman.
Oh, okay.
And he's his nephew is asleep and he's drunk. So, yeah, Wolfman's a coming.
Hi, John.
Hi. Yeah, so I agree. There's a lot of like older ones that I just couldn't bring myself to choose because they're just so good, and so this is like the least one of those. Okay. But Serpent in the Rainbow was growing up, it was one of those. Yeah, I know it's good the way it is, but like it was just. Well, I was gonna say, dude, because it's
Independence Day.
Fucking Independence Day is badass in that movie, dude.
Yeah, he's Independence Day.
But. Also a good D-Box one if they can capture being buried alive.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it was just
that would fuck with
buried
you.
Alive in a race car.
Only if Wyclef is the fucking the priest, dude.
Nah, man. Fucking
for Haiti,
dude,
bro.
Morgan Freeman.
Nah, man. He fucks his granddaughter.
Yeah.
Google it. That is an fact.
No, Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
No, Busta Rhymes should be the zombie.
Oh, okay. Those are good answers.
I like them.
That was pretty sure. Yeah, that was lots of fun. Good shit. Yeah. Well, speaking of being buried alive, Suspiria, an Italian remake. Well, a movie remake of an Italian film from the director of the Peach Butt Eating movie that was nominated for an Oscar that I highly recommend myself to see because I heard it was good. Because that Social Network sucks that dick. Suspiria, rated R, starts Fridays somewhere down the road. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
And now it's time for my segment called Dad's Cornered.
Yay!
Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch.
All right. How many parents? Raise your hand. We don't need noise. How many parents do you have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Cool. Finally, I love these live ones because the parents always outnumber the people on stage. So in this edition of Dad's Cornered, I'm talking about my son and my daughter's taste in music. As I've said in many past podcasts, their taste in music has been elevating, and it's been really, really interesting. And so my daughter's already passed all the kind of intro to rock 101 that she's been given and stuff like that. So she's into her own thing, her own emo stuff, her own
the Pierce the Veil.
She's actually listening to kids her like own shit. Like music that's
that's popular amongst the people the her youth. Age. And I dig some of it, but she doesn't like that I like it, but you know, whatever. Pierce the Veil is pretty cool. But Gunner is now, you know, getting into Faith No More and Mastodon and stuff like that. And so you know, when you introduce somebody to a band, you have to, make the playlist 101 of the band and play the radio hits and stuff like that if they are a band that actually has radio hits. And it is cringeworthy because if you're a hardcore fan of a band, more likely than not, you're not going to like what they're known for. And maybe you did like that song, but you just got tired of it. But this is an instance where that is absolutely not the case at all. And so my question is, what is the worst song by your favorite band? So Gunner has been getting into the Deftones.
And the
Deftones are one of my favorite bands. They've been for a long time. If you don't like the Deftones, I don't give a fuck. I'm from San Antonio. It's required.
They come twice a year.
Chuck Taylor's, Big Butts and Jeans, 40-year-olds.
Black t-shirts,
Deftones. It's a requirement. And I like the Deftones a lot. And the song that arguably they're most famous for is Change in the House of Flies.
Right.
And my opinion of the Deftones, who I like a lot and who admittedly have some pretty shitty songs, Change in a House of Flies is the worst fucking song that they have ever made.
Does anybody know what he's talking about?
Yeah.
If you've listened to 99.5 Kiss, you've heard the song.
In you, like you never had. It's fucking sucks, dude. Yeah. Right. And every time they play it, every douchebag there that doesn't know who they are, because the Deftones are now opening for people, or throwing up their lighters, or I'm sorry, their cell phones, and lighting it up, and it fucking sucks. And if you watch the video, there's a great cringeworthy thing. It's as cringeworthy as Brittany Murphy saying "Rolling with the Homies" with Jeremy Sisto and Clueless. That's the scariest fucking part of any movie ever. You watch Clueless, and when she sings "Rolling with the Homies" and she kind of really sings it, you're like, "Fuck you! I'm glad you're dead." So
come on. What happened? Why? Like,
I saw that movie and it sent goosebumps. We're talking about horror flicks.
I get
when
that.
She was like, rolling with the... I'm like, fucking die! And she didn't for years. And when they announced, I go, it's because of she fucking rolled with the homies, dude.
Wow. All right.
Anyway, so...
What if it was the director who told her to do it like that?
Nah, dude. I'm just saying. That's fucking Brittany Murphy,
She's
looking up from hell at us right now.
No, but she was...
Just saying, like, you know... You're right.
She was there in the acting scene going, I don't know. This just kind of feels stupid. No, trust me. You're going to look great.
And Jeremy Sisto's like, no, we're doing it. Be a great baby. I'm Jeremy Sisto. So I'm going to be on Law & Order one day. It's going to get canceled. So what... So there's a great cringeworthy scene in the music video for the Deftones' Change the House of Flies. And it's during the line is, I looked at the cross and I look away. It's a really stupid thing. And you see Chino, the lead singer of the Deftones, in a terrible take. Like, they probably did multiple takes where he's just like looking at the director like, do I turn this slow? Like this slow? Are we done? And then it cuts. And they fucking kept it in the video. And that's their fucking most... downloaded video. And
what
so,
if he directed the video?
He did not.
Yes.
One.
Wait, what? Wait, how did you say that again?
He did not.
He did not?
Because this is... He did not, Shaggy.
What happened? What's happening?
I'm in the magic time machine. There's Velma up there, Shaggy. I'm fucking Scooby-Doo.
Well, the song is that bad to like bring this out of you, too.
I was just like... Well, it's because it was back in the day when MTV had the little...
Right.
When they credits. Like director. Yeah, and exactly. It was like, directed by piece of shit. Yeah. And so, when the album when White Pony came out, I liked it. I liked the album, and then that song, I was like, oh man, that song kind of sucks. And then it became the single, and then it became popular.
Right.
And so, fuck that, man. So, so Change the House of Flies. Right. The worst song of my favorite fucking band when they played fucking...
Well, it's funny because people, like, have you heard the Deftones? And people are like, no, well, you should hear this song. And that's like the introductory song.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's just like, ugh.
Oh, that band sucks.
Yeah, that band sucks. You like them?
But then they have really good songs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that sucks for you, I guess.
I'm going to jump in just because it's... I'm glad it's sort of like your song to where it's a song people actually like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or they get and I'm not very hip or cool. Don't let the chair turned around fool you.
Cool teacher!
I know I look like a super hip youth minister, but...
Let's talk about protected sex.
I'm not up to date with cool music and stuff. So the first thing that popped into my mind, which is a song that I absolutely hate from a group that I like, which is in the song is Girls by Beastie Boys.
Okay.
Ooh. I absolutely effing hate that song so much. And they play it at clubs and different stupid nights. And
do you
play
like Brass Monkey?
No, I don't like that one either, but I hate girls.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, I can hate girls all I want, all right?
Can you just take that soundbite out? Just so
I can... I don't care, but I hate girls, 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 girls.
Yes.
Girls, girls, ding, 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 ding.
He's a lesbian,
and then we kick into the song. Ding, 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 ding. Just like make it even worse.
I hate them. They're so mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hate that song and it played. And back when, because I don't let the chair fool you, I'm old. back in the day, they'd play it at like clubs and stuff, and people would be like, yeah, this song's awesome. Douchebag. Cocksuck, like it gets me mad.
Yeah, exactly.
It gets me mad.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm glad it's that same sort of feeling of those. And shut up. You. Why do you like this song? This
Listen to Paul's Boutique, this, you piece of
God,
shit.
Oh, God. Just why do you like... Anyway.
Well, they've also denounced that song, too. Like, down the road, that's one of the songs they don't play anymore. They kind of like, hey, we
Ad-Rock don't like rape.
Right, exactly. They kind of like went and said, hey, you know what? We did that when we were younger, but we kind of are brighter and we kind of denounced
they,
that song.
You know what?
They got some other
Instead
songs,
of remaking horror movies, they need to remake songs. So they need to be girls, boom, 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 boom. They're as good as boys, boom, 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 boom.
They make really awesome stuff. They're the best at everything.
They should get an equal wage, girls.
So yeah,
MCA is dead.
For higher wages, girls.
I'm sure there's other songs by other bands that I like, and not, Beastie Boys isn't my favorite band, but I really love Beastie Boys, and I just
one of your favorites.
Yeah, right, I just hate that song so much.
Good answer.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Well,
my favorite band's Faith No More, and this is to a credit to why they're my favorite band, because the worst song I can pull for them is not a song that I hate or I think is really bad. And I'm
It's the worst song.
Yeah, and I'm being very selective because I can go, oh, like Faith No More had a different singer, Chuck Mosley, before it, who's not my favorite. I could pick any song off the album and go, I don't like those songs as much as Mike Patton was. I'm not even doing that. I'm talking about Faith No More with the lead singer Mike Patton. Their worst song is still a song I'm like, that's pretty cool. It's all right. And it's a song off their new album, and it's called Black Friday. I think it's lazy, and it sounds like an outtake from Mike Patton's other project, which was Tomahawk, and it's this very like kind of like Southern rock Billy song type of thing, and it just sounds like this kind of lazy throwaway beat track. But because the band's so fucking awesome,
it's a good song.
It's a good song, and that's it's very difficult
comparatively,
when you hear the rest of the album and the rest of the other things. I'm like, that song's kind of like whatever, but.
Their worst song is better than Seven Mary Three's best song.
Their worst song is better than Girls and Change in the House of Flies.
Then come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is one guy, but he likes it ironically.
Based on album
Cumbersome's a great contradictory song because it's a, like an inner battle with himself because he keeps saying, no, 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 yeah. Like he disagrees with himself. So if anyone has any answers, please head on to the mic. Pass the mic.
And it doesn't have to be your favorite band. It can just be your favorite band. A horrible song.
Cumbersome.
By a band you really like. Because that's what my thing was. Facebook answers. Chris Fonseca said, Kiss's I Was Made for Loving You. Disco. Yeah. Should have been a Bee Gees song.
It's one of Gunner's favorite songs.
Robert Rodriguez says, Boris the Spider by The Who.
Yeah.
I'm like, Boris the... Yeah, it's not bad.
But it's the worst song from his favorite band.
Brian Benitez says, The Thinny by 15%. But seriously, maybe What a Day by Faith No More.
Yeah, that's
good. Or
kind of
Baby I'm a Star by Prince.
Okay.
All right.
What a Day's a good song.
Yeah.
Nicole Gomez says, Big Man with a Gun by Nine Inch Nails. I don't hate it.
Okay. Yeah.
And I laugh when I hear it, but it's my least favorite Nine Inch Nails song.
I am a big man. Yes, I am.
Milo says, Beethoven's Eighth Symphony sucks. It's his worst.
It's a prequel to the Ninth, bro.
Everybody.
It's a prequel, dude.
Does that song, does Samuel Jackson come out and hear that song and ask to do the Ninjas Initiative?
Yeah, well, it's not like Beethoven can fucking hear it.
And Matthew Wayne says, I think Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower is not done very well by him. Maybe it's just because I heard Jimi Hendrix cover version of it, and that's one of the best ones.
Ah, got it. Oh, like, I thought Eleanor Rigby was a Ray Charles song, and then when I heard the Beatles version, I was like, nah, they fucking can't do Ray Charles justice.
That's it.
Cool.
And, live answers.
All right, TKO.
So my favorite band is Queens of the Stone Age.
Mm.
And one of my it's along the same things like what Jess is saying. It's like I don't really not like the song, but it's just kind of out of place.
Your least favorite song.
Yeah, it's right. One of my least favorite ones off of Songs for the Deaf. It's okay. A Six Shooter. And it's because it's really short. It's Nick Oliveri, the bassist, and their other vocalist just
right.
Like pissed off, screaming in his head off.
Yeah.
It's like I said, really short. So it just kind of it shifts you out of the rest of the album, and then before you're able to slip
back
in.
Goes, shoot, 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 bang! Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great song, man. You're wrong. Your opinion's wrong. I'm just kidding. Good answer. Thank you. Thank you, TK.
Travis.
Yeah.
Queens of Stone Age, also my favorite band.
Yeah.
All right. Song from the same album,
uh-huh.
Songs for the Deaf.
Yeah.
Another love song.
Okay. All right.
At that time, they had Nick Oliveri.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who is great. Great bassist, Caius. Also great vocalist. Good punk vocalist.
Yeah.
And that's what he was good for on that album.
Right.
But they, for whatever reason, decided to let him sing that
right.
fucking song. And,
Yeah.
Josh Homme's obviously a great vocalist.
Right.
He's like sophisticated vibrato.
Oh, that's
shit.
Craig and Kilborn, right, Doug? Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God. I'm being a dick. Yeah, but he's a great vocalist. Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. That song is also like, yeah, that's all right.
And Anthony Bourdain hung out with them.
Anthony Bourdain hung out with a lot of guys. Yeah,
but Songs for the Deaf.
All right.
Yeah. And any other answers, guys? Worst song from your favorite band? It's a pretty simple
ZZ Top had a...
Here you go. Jeff, thank you.
It was
Jeff.
A swing and a miss when they did that song, Rough Boy.
Okay.
Rough Boy.
How's it go? How does it go? I don't know, but it sucks.
It sucks, and he doesn't want to hear it.
He's a rough boy.
It was a sloppy and sappy song.
He knows how to rough it.
Category.
Oh, Notorious.
He's roughing. Nope. He's a rough boy.
Notorious B.I.G. Sky's the Limit.
Mm.
Corny ass song. Fuck that song.
All right. Well.
Yeah. So, you know what, guys? If y'all are raising kids and you're showing them music, you know, and you hate the song that they're most popular for, show them, see what they think, but then show them the songs that you like too. Or don't. Don't show them shit. Let them find stuff out for themselves. Maybe they'll be cool. Maybe they'll be douchebags that like songs like Girls and Changing the House of Flies. Because regardless of what you try to do or not try to do, they're going to end up fucked up and blaming you.
Yeah, get over it. Your kid doesn't like Star Wars.
Yeah,
get over
fucking
it.
Fucking just let it go. Anyway, parenting, fuck it. They're done for.
It's very abysmal.
All right, now it's time for my segment called Hey, That's Not Funny, where I talk about stuff that is not funny at all, especially scientific things. This one comes from a scientific journal from Biophysical Society that talks about researchers that have developed a new method to rapidly transform the soft umbrella-shaped jellyfish into a crunchy treat.
Nom, 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 nom.
So there's some Danish scientists that combine their expertise in biophysics and biochemistry. Apparently, jellyfish have been a staple in Asian cuisine for centuries, but remain an oddity to the Western palate. And usually it takes several weeks for them of pickling to actually get this sort of crunchy flavor. And now these Danish dudes...
Jellyfish, right, bro?
These Danish dudes are like, hey, we can do that in a few days. So thanks, science, because these guys get grants that are like funded to make freaking jellyfish chips. Anyway.
Yeah. While teachers are... All right, sorry. Go ahead.
I guess that's important. It's science, right? They're like, oh, we need $2 million to make jellyfish chips. And
just
like,
so a rich
go.
Guy can go...
All right, thanks.
There are a few tickets behind because that would have been a great 80s thing. Like, first they're jelly, now they're crunchy. Crunchy jelly. I can't get over how crunchy this jelly is. Crunchy jelly. Have it after school.
I get to have fish and chips in the same meal.
Well, anyways, I'm going to call these guys, these Swedish guys, and
Danish.
I'm going to Danish guys, and I'm going to give them the fucking pitch of a lifetime.
You could, I guess.
Hi, Danish Scientific. Quincy Shelley, motherfucker! Just get really crazy. And they're like, excuse me, sir, I have the pitch for you. First, they're jelly, now they're crunchy. Then,
those must be chips, because jelly don't shake like that.
Crunchy jelly.
I'm down. That sounds delicious, man.
Why don't we make their commercial for them just and pitch it to them?
But now really, a barbecue flavor.
They're like, sir, we are scientists. This is not a joking matter. We're trying to make jellyfish chips.
This is an endangered species.
Oh, and then
these jellyfish chips are electrifying.
But then we have a cartoonishly caricature of that guy, the CEO. He goes, other jellyfish CEOs don't like crunchy jelly, and it's this big guy with like a big fat bastard kind of guy. And he's like, other jellyfish are all selling ours. Our stocks are plummeting, and kids are like, yay, crunchy jelly. You can eat it after school. It costs $5.99 at the corner store, and there's a pound of it in each bag.
Yeah, all right. Let's make it happen. It'll work.
I'm sorry.
I need to sizzle
this idea madness.
Everything's
so I can
all right.
Fucking,
no.
I'm 40 years old. I got nothing left. All I have is crunchy jelly.
Lesbians are dudes who eat butt.
Okay.
I need God to reach down her fucking silky hand to save me from this nightmare. Crunchy jelly.
God is a lesbian.
Anyways,
that's all right, buddy. You good?
So that brings me to
my arms for legs.
My very not funny topic question.
It's very depressing, actually.
That's not. It's just, what's your favorite chip flavor or snacking flavor?
Way better.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, man.
What's the most disgusting chip or snack flavor you've ever eaten?
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm just going to start real quick. My favorite chip
is
it doesn't have to be Zaps, but a jalapeno kettle chip.
Yeah,
favorite of all time.
Beautiful.
Absolutely delicious.
But,
once again.
Like it has to be a kettle chip, but jalapeno flavored.
Yeah, jalapeno flavored kettle chip. It can be Zaps, the HEB version, the one that they have at Subway.
Zatarain's.
I don't know. That's a rice.
I don't think Zatarain's makes chips.
Zatarain's is a brand. They make chips jalapeno.
But the one I want to talk about more is the disgusting one, which is, you know how Lay's always comes out with those
flavors?
Do me a flavor?
So mine was the... was it the chicken and waffles one?
Damn it! Yeah, that was my answer.
Sorry, I don't know. Any of you guys, they made a chicken and waffles Lay's potato chip.
Yeah.
That was
and
my answer.
But the only thing that I can say that it tasted like was hand soap. Like Larry's the perfectionist that he'll tell you exactly what it tastes like, but to me, it tasted like eating hand soap. Like I guess it was the waffle that you were eating that tasted like hand soap? I have no idea. Like, so maybe you got like maple flavored hand soap, poured it into your hand and then licked it. And that's what those Lay's potato chips tasted like. They're also just, they're very disgusting. Also bad was the,
Reuben.
Reuben wasn't that bad. It was the, biscuits and gravy one?
Those are salt and pepper chips.
Yeah,
like
those
pepper
are
chips.
They also had a soapy flavor. I think, I don't know, there's just a lot of soapiness.
I think you wash your hands before you eat chips.
No. Doesn't everybody?
Yeah. These Lay's barbecue chips taste like soap.
It's like scratching your balls.
I have OCD.
Chips taste like balls.
I have OCD and I just wash my hand after eating every single chip.
Right,
so
exactly right.
Yeah. I just like eating a clean.
Obsessive chip disorder.
No.
Busting
caps and gowns.
So, but your favorite chips, Zatarain's, jalapenos, where's okay? So
they're Zatarain's. They don't make chips.
Zatarain's.
If Zatarain makes the chips, you're at a fucking Dollar General store. Don't buy those.
No, Betty Crocker chips with Daryl Strawberry on it. Okay, on the cover.
Yeah,
that's an ongoing thing. Is there's Worst and Generic. Worst and Generic is a brand that's known for something that makes something else that's only available at like the 99-cent store.
Yeah.
So like Betty Crocker pasta salad Nestle pasta salad.
Yeah, Zatarain's no baked lasagna sheets.
Right, they wouldn't taste bad.
Oh, like Hershey's spaghetti sauce?
Yeah,
man.
Yes,
it's not chocolate, but just Hershey's when it gets in the fucking pasta
there
game.
There it is, right. Top ramen potted meat. And so my favorite is Dorito. Doritos are my favorite chips. And the reason why Doritos specifically, because you remember you said it could be Zaps, it could be Zatarain's,
yeah,
it could be any brand that makes a jalapeno.
You're brand loyal.
I am brand loyal to Doritos because if you try Tom's, right? If you try
what flavor Dorito?
Fair, oh, fucking nacho cheese, baby.
Okay,
you guys. But they do something with the consistency of the chip that makes it airy and fluffy, and it's delicious.
Trade secret,
right?
Trade
exactly. Secret. I'll take the Jif challenge. Skip challenge. What's it called?
Pepsi challenge.
Pepsi challenge. I'll take the fucking Zatarain's challenge to fucking Doritos versus any other brand.
Right,
and I'll
spot
that fucking Dorito with. Okay, because I'm colorblind, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that because I'm colorblind, it's heightened some
your
other
flavor
senses.
Right.
My flavor sense. My flavor profile.
The flavorosity.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's possible
because I'm not totally blind. It's not like I have like super taste.
Yeah,
blind.
He's not Daredevil.
Daredevil like can fight in the dark, but he also can like taste the fuck out of like wine or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. But see, because he's refined, because he's a lawyer. See, I'm a piece of shit.
He likes Doritos.
Tell the difference between a Dorito and a nacho cheese flavored chip.
It's true,
right?
Yeah.
So Doritos, and my least favorite chip was and I'm going. Usually, I replace it, but I am going to go with the chicken and waffle Lay's chip because what it tasted like. Is if you just had regular potato chips, right?
Regular Lay's.
Right. You drenched in vegetable oil, sprinkled a ramen packet. Four chicken ramen packets in the potato chip. And then you forgot about them. And then you were eating pancakes, right, in the morning. But with a hangover, so you got maple syrup all over your hands and you were still kind of drunk and kind of throwing up the pancake. And then you're like, oh, I made those chicken ramen chips. And then you fucking go and then you taste and you're like, oh, this tastes good for some reason. And then that's what the chicken and waffle potato chips. Public access brought to you by Lay's. Try their new flavors. Chicken and waffle verb.
Chicken and waffle verb. My favorite flavor, you put it on any chip. My favorite flavor is anything wasabi/wasabi ginger. My favorite chip snack is just name a brand wasabi shrimp chips. I will just eat 80 bags of wasabi shrimp chips.
So you down for the jellyfish?
Yeah, I'll eat the fuck out of crunchy jelly. I'm the CEO by this point in time. Yeah. I've already overtaken the company.
He's bought stock in the crunchy jellyfish already.
Right.
So I think when we're making the crunchy jelly D-Box movie, I think it's gonna be a fucking
on
hit.
Top of that.
Yeah,
I gotta ship 300 tons of these crunchy. Let's get in the trucks, boys.
The jellyfish are electrocuted. All of us
jellyfish. Wasabi shrimp chips. The Lay's Do Me a Flavor. The winner for that particular run was wasabi ginger kettle fried chips. Those are fucking the shit. I'll eat 80 bags of those. 80's the magic number. I'll eat so many of those chips. I love wasabi flavored chips. They're delicious. The worst one I've had, also another Do Me flavor. I can't even remember which flavor it was. I think it was supposed to be chicken marsala. I forgot which one it is, but it was a wavy chip. It was like a ruffle chip, what they had there.
Right.
And the best way is I can describe it. You said like a pancake verp. This tasted like a flower bouquet verp. Like you ate hot food, and you remember that movie where Howie Mandel ate hot food and then he started eating flowers? No, because I don't even remember the movie.
Walk Like a
there.
Man?
No, it was
you
like.
You guys remember that movie?
Him and Ted Danson were like, they were like betting on horse races, and then they were going to get killed by the mob.
Walk Like a Man.
It is Walk Like a Man.
No, Walk Like a Man is when he was, Howie Mandel was raised by wolves.
And then Ted Danson took him to the horse track.
No, that's a completely different movie. Walk Like a Man, he was raised by wolves, and he was like a dog. His name was Lobo. And he fucked like a dog. That was like the spoiler alert of the movie. So he did.
So is the Wolfman Cometh, which Travis is currently writing.
Fuck like
anyways,
a dog, come what, like a man. I think it was chicken marsala, or I think it was like Reuben. One of those wavy chips just tasted like you ate like a fistful of like flower bouquet or potpourri, and then you verped like potpourri soap. Vomit burp
soap,
chip.
Man.
It was another soap
factor,
flavor
dude.
Chip. It pissed me off. So, but I think it was in the same contest that wasabi ginger won. Like, it was that same competition thing. So, that was the other thing is the wasabi ginger one blew that shit out of the water and it made it taste that much more horrible.
And honorable.
And this is coming from a guy who ate pickle chips and ketchup chips.
Ugh,
and.
Man.
Oh,
ketchup chips are bad.
I hate ketchup.
Ketchup chips are all right.
And honorable mention to wrap snacks.
has anybody eaten wrap snacks?
Anyone had the Fetty Wap wrap snack?
This is real.
I've always seen them, but I've been so scared to eat them.
So someone bought me the ODB wrap snacks from like 10 years ago. I never opened the bag. Rest in peace, Big Baby Jesus and Dirt McGirt. I couldn't, you know, he got burnt by gonorrhea twice, and I wasn't about to taste a chip that gave it to him. And then the Fetty Wap chips made me go blind on one eye, and it tasted like purple Granddaddy Kush.
If
you ate weed.
Yeah,
if you ate weed that someone dropped in the floor at a swap meet in Compton.
Not an edible, straight weed.
It's straight up weed.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so audience members, if you want to come tell us your favorite and
everybody likes snacks.
Favorite snack food. Y'all motherfuckers.
I'll do that. If there's not a long line, you guys are fucking
Facebook answers.
Shit.
Ryan Tim of the Brace says ketchup chips are huge up in Canada, but he can't stand them. He's a Buffalo man. Nicole Gomez says sour cream and onion chips are my favorite. I also like jalapeno flavored kettle chips. Nicole's a good person.
Yes.
Milo says cacahuates japoneses are the best.
Delicious.
I love them because he loves the word cacahuates.
Yeah.
The worst snack is anything licorice flavored.
Ooh.
Yeah,
he needs to go to Sweden and Netherlands.
I like the Bamboozled jelly bean. Like they have like licorice and some other like dirt or something. And you're like, oh, they're both horrible. Like it's kind of like vomit.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It tastes like real vomit, right?
Mowed grass or licorice? Ugh.
Ever had dirty sock?
Yeah.
Oh man, tastes like you're a fucking kidnapped victim.
Matthew Wayne says ketchup chips all day, every day. But for bad, I have tried some wasabi flavored chips that were not very good.
Yeah, fuck you, Jeff.
But he just says, I probably just don't like wasabi.
You probably just don't like wasabi. You know what the fuck you're talking about? When you want fucking shares and stocks into fucking Crunchy Deli, I will buy you out, Matthew, whatever the fuck.
Wayne. You're of the Wayne family.
You don't like chips?
of the Northwestern
of the
Wayne.
Bruce Waynes.
Yeah.
Bridget Holly says favorite Munchies Flamin' Hot snack mix.
Oh yeah, that's good.
And disgusting pecan pie Pringles.
That's a thing.
Has anybody? I think I saw those.
Pecan
like they're making sweet Pringles. They're making sweet versions.
That's making me Snoop Dogg hands. I was like, oh, what's up with them pecan pie Pringles though? I'm DJ Quick Hands like, yo, what's up with them Pringles?
I think they're against go to the
what's
H-E-B.
What's up with those cappuccino Lays? Those also were not that good. They weren't the worst, but yeah, that's a real thing. Cappuccino Lays.
Hey, what's up with them pecan pie Pringles?
Hey, what's up with that Zatarain's no baked lasagna?
What's up with that purple stuff? All right, Paulo.
Favorite chip so far is Lay's Flaming Hot. Lay's, those chips are pretty good.
The potato, the potato chip?
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Wow, okay.
Worst flavor so far is Doritos, funny enough. They actually rebranded their Flaming Hot, where Cheetos was actually competing with their Flaming Hot. Doritos came out with their own version, and it was forgot about for a very long time. Now they're rebranding it as Blaze.
That's
same fucking flavor.
But Blaze,
Peter Dinklage, dude.
No, Blaze are.
Let's go.
They're like Blaze are like straight up like Thai chili type of chips. That's what that flavor is.
It was called spicy. Yeah, they were called spicy chili.
Yeah, I know that. That's like tastes like Thai chili paste.
But have you tried it with a Mountain DW?
No.
MTN do?
No. Mitten do?
Have you tried it with a
Mountain
Blast? WD-40?
Yeah, exactly. Mountain Dew.
See, what I need to do is wash my hands and then try
it. Yeah, exactly.
Every chip, wash your hand.
Yeah. Don't jerk off after eating them. My friend told me that'll burn your dick.
Yeah, Blaze.
My friend told me.
Blaze.
My friend.
Travis Gay, tell us about that Blaze.
Tell me about your burning dick.
Jesus Christ. So I'm not big on chips. I've eaten a lot of chips and got big, but I kind
of... Oh, yeah. Drop the mic.
Don't tell him to drop the mic. Don't do it.
So I went with Regan's thing for the snack side, and my favorite snack is Pinchorn's Meat Market dried garlic sausage.
The fuck? It's sausage.
That kind of straight up reeled the monk.
No, I love how, like, oh, my favorite snack is fucking sausage.
My favorite,
I'm on board with that. That's fucking baller. I love that.
Favorite snack, ribs.
Chips, you're wasting your time. Eat sausage.
And what would you like as a side dish?
Fucking brisket.
And to drink, sir?
A calzone.
Pizza.
God damn it. It's fucking dried sausage. God damn.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So,
it's still sausage.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Yeah. Oh, you want gravy? All we have is 32 or 44. I'll take the 64.
Get a person. Platter buster of gravy, please.
I'm sorry, Travis. Yes?
I'm on board with sausage as a snack.
I'm on board with sausage. I love Travis because he fucking...
As a chip. It counts as a chip.
He's breaking glass ceilings. That's what he's doing.
I'm the man who invented the side
pizza.
He's
getting from the back of the bus to the front of the bus. Side like, fuck pizza, you, yes. Sausage.
Yeah. I'll have a side pizza.
That's your favorite, mijo, and your... and so, your not favorite?
What's the one that picas?
What's the one that picas your pee-pee, mijo? Which one
that picas? Sorry. That's my San Antonio showing right there.
Which one pica's your pee-pee?
So, God damn it.
So sausage?
So before Larry says I'm all fucking rich and shit,
we get
snack crates every month because that's our form of entertainment.
White people! There's people starving, we get snack crates.
That's my fucking entertainment, motherfucker.
Exactly.
There's a store around the corner I can get chips. No, I want to pay $30 to have them shipped for me. But we'll make them special. They're from a different country, but there's a different international market down the street. But they ship them to me in a box and give me stickers and a toy.
He lives out in the country.
Yeah, leave him alone. So you eat bald eagle. God damn it. So my
least favorite snack.
My least favorite snack was from the
Chevrolet Caviar, which is just, I don't know if you guys have tasted it, but it's
my least favorite snack is butt. I ain't no lesbian.
Least favorite snack. We're going to let you do it. Go.
Go.
Halva.
What?
Huh? Halva. H-A-L-V-A. It's from Israel. It's like this. Yeah, it's like sesame seed flour shit that they like make into a cake.
Man, that's a hell of a snack.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Fuck right,
thank you, Travis.
Yeah, that's cool.
Halva.
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 You don't like poor people food.
Is this Travis's last episode?
No, never. No, he takes a licking and keeps on digging.
What is this, baklava?
What is it, velvet? John. Favorite chip.
My favorite, have to go same as Reagan. Reagan.
That's right. It's not my graduation, God damn it.
Jalapeno kettle. Yeah, any jalapeno.
Yeah.
I prefer Zaps.
Yeah, I'm the Zaps man.
The Cajun one.
Oh, Cajun crawdaddy.
Really good.
Yeah.
Zatarain's.
So,
it's not Zatarain's. Because it's got a voodoo guy on it. Let's make it Zatarain's.
Least favorite. And I don't know how polarizing this is going to be, but those fucking beaver turd pellet things.
Beaver nuggets?
From Buc-ee's.
Oh!
From Buc-ee's.
That's not polarizing, but I fucking love me some beaver nuggets. And like,
no, because I'll need you, Larry.
About to fight you, Larry. And you're my family, and I got to protect you, but I'm going to get licks in.
Yeah, well, because, Larry, I need you to explain to me what the hell they're supposed to be.
Okay, like,
they're supposed to be sweet.
They're candy.
It's easy, Papa. It's easy. They're salted corn pops.
They're salted corn pops.
For $7.
Oh, well, fuck
that. Oh, but it's a big, long bag. And
have Travis have it delivered to his house, and he can just take it from Travis's house.
Fuck you, Larry.
Get your white friends to buy it for you, Mijo.
I'm a degenerate because we talked about beaver nuggets because I brought them on the show multiple times. No, I don't make them. I love them.
There's the little toilet paper things.
So the little shitty little kid version of me said, hey, this would be cool because it's like corn pops. What would it taste like? Like cereal with milk. And I'm here to tell you that it's good. You shouldn't do it, but it's good.
You'll puke, yeah. But salt and milk.
You'll shit all kinds of weird, but it's good. Like
it's candy.
Yeah,
it's sweet candy. It's like
good in there.
Crunch and munch.
You'll shit like a Super Saiyan when you fucking eat salt and milk.
Okay,
I don't think I'm gonna do that. Pringles, man. It's just
beaver nuggets.
I'll try it.
Go.
All right, please.
Have you not tried them?
Well, I can't be held liable for
Travis, white privilege. You get to go again.
God damn it. No, I was just going to say, y'all want to get on me for the international foods, but y'all have always snacked on them. And one of the things that I'm surprised y'all didn't bring up as far as good chips was those chicken chips that y'all had with
Brian.
Yeah,
those are the best chips ever, but we've only had them once.
Thank you, Travis. So there was a chip.
I'm going to cry.
Regan's better than us because he travels.
Mm-hmm.
And he, where did you go and where did you get these amazing, delicious chips?
They were from New Zealand. Yeah. They're the Penguin chicken chips. They're not made of penguins, but it's the Penguin brand.
There's a logo. It makes total sense that they're chicken flavored, but the mascot's a penguin.
But it's like old Kiwis. School Ruffles, but with chicken ramens. Like
without eating pancakes afterwards.
Yeah, no, it was just an amazing chip. Yeah.
And I would say that's my favorite chip, but see, I've only had it once. And so to make it your favorite, you have to like absorb it multiple times.
So any white people listening or in the audience and you go to New Zealand, pick up these penguin chips and bring some back for us.
Or if I get them in my fancy snack box, I'll just fucking bring you the bag.
I'll eat out your snack box, Travis.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
peach butt lesbian.
You also watch me eat his snack box.
Also really good was when I was in Japan, I had
fog.
Yeah. You were both in Japan.
Yeah,
seaweed
Japan.
Seaweed flavor Lay's potato chips were really El Paso.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Right, dude.
What kind of chips did they have there?
That's almost another country. They had like
Takis?
They had Cheetos, but they were potato Cheetos.
Did they have salsa Getty?
Why is that so gross? Why is a potato Cheeto so disgusting?
Because it's just a dry fry. It's just an old fry.
Oh, wait, they had those. I saw, like, the Tom's Hot Fries?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that where they were just Tom's Fries.
Tom's Fries.
Yeah, and I was like, what? Why?
I was like, why? El Paso has the Mexican, like, the name brand's familiar, but the flavor's weird. It's like Doritos.
Oh, like
habanero fucking enchilada sauce.
The very seldom seen plain flavored Doritos.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Dorito corn chip with no flavor.
Those are good.
And the thing they need to fucking bring back is taco flavored Doritos.
Yeah.
Those are fucking good.
Those
awesome.
Taste like your grandpa's butt.
Well, I like they're pretty good.
I'm not saying your grandpa's butt tastes bad.
I'm not saying your grandpa's an old lesbian.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. Well, so, that's the end of my segment. Jellyfish chips? That's not very funny.
No, it's not. It's serious business, by the
jellyfish.
Way.
Jellyfish. No.
It's serious business.
Jellyfish aren't endangered? No, jellyfish.
Who here is a first-time public access podcast attendee? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Make some noise for our listeners. Make some noise for our listeners. First time. Okay, so if you've never been to a public access podcast, I'm sure you're... come aware by now that this is an educational podcast. We do this for the kids so they can learn something.
For knowledge.
Right? And so we ask ourselves and our audience member, what did we come to know? What made us come to learn something new about life, ourselves, and just the world in general? So if you'd like to form a line and let us know what you came to know today, we'll go...
each and every one of you learned something today. I know for a fact.
Please, and if you didn't go up to the mic to give an answer to the question, it's fine, but you had to have learned something, so go hit that mic up right now, and we're going to let you know what made us come to learn something today. Jess?
What I came to know is that when you have a vision, you need to execute it, and execute it immediately with laser precision, and when you see an opportunity, you fucking take it. So when the world hands you a gem like crunchy jelly, you fucking grab it by the nutsack and you take it. You take that fucking nutsack and you sell it. You sell it to the world. You package it. You rebrand it. You reboot it. 10 years later, you make a prequel and you keep selling that shit. And then you're set for the rest of your life. Jess Castro is set for the rest of his life because crunchy jelly is going to become a real thing. I'm going to manifest it to reality. So watch out.
Hey, man.
Crunchy jelly. 2018.
Hey, nature finds a way.
Nature does find a way. Nature always finds a way.
I want to see Rosie didn't catch. She just did Jeff Goldblum's monologue from Jurassic Park.
It was inspired. It was my remake of Jeff Goldblum's. It's the same, but a little different.
I just want to see you on Shark Tank.
pitching that.
Oh, I will fucking win every, like, yeah. Oh, man. Yes.
Mark Cuban will be.
I'll give you $500 million for 1%.
Exactly right. And then FUBU's all like, what's up with them?
What's up with them crunchy jellies? What's up with crunchy jellies?
05, we haven't been relevant.
And then 20 years from now, there's going to be this podcast in this dark, dingy fuck dungeon of a fucking comedy club. Yeah. And there's going to be three fat guys going, you remember crunchy jellies, man? Those are the fucking shit. I liked it when they were the original, but when they started doing weird, you know, biscuits and gravy flavor, that wasn't my favorite. My favorite's jalapeno kettle flavored crunchy jelly. And I will be dead by then, but I will leave behind a legacy of wealth that'll save everybody.
That will make people want to go to comedy shows in San Antonio.
Right, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyways.
What I came to know is that people from Guam eat Spam.
okay.
That is a legit, all right. Alerted in my mind brain.
Wait, who?
And then, so what was the name of the dish that you like with Spam? I'm not making fun of you.
Calaquin.
And what's in it?
Coconut, lemon.
Peppers, onions, minced peppers, minced onions.
Sounds good.
And spam. I make it. I've made it before. It's delicious.
Nah, did you put spam in it?
No, I put chicken because it's supposed to be. Oh, I guess I mean the, when I ate it once and then.
But multiple countries eat spam.
Nah,
maybe.
Just Guam?
Hawaii's not a country. Hawaii is a state. Guam is a completely other country.
I'm surprised
country.
You didn't say you learned that because you. Yeah, as far as the U.S., yeah.
That's what he should have known, but he didn't learn that. No. He just learned that it's a thing.
I ain't learning that bullshit. There's 50 states, all right? Puerto Rico.
Yeah, don't.
Texas.
Don't pull this Pluto in a planet shit with this guy. He's not going to get it. It's the same thing.
Guam's part of the U.S. Yeah, tell that to the flag.
What does that mean?
There's only 50 stars, man. Don't fuck the flag up if we're throwing Guam, Puerto Rico on there.
If you took one,
get two brown stars, pop them on there.
When's
the last time? Dad likes his brown star.
When's the last time you could count how many stars are? If you took one away, took five away, no one would even notice.
There was 48 once, then Alaska and fucking
throw three more in.
Hawaii.
I have come
Kauai and Leonard.
Yeah, Kauai and Alaska.
I came
they also eat
to spam. Know
right.
That Jess does not know what lesbians are.
No, he doesn't know.
Apparently, to Jess, lesbians are men who eat peach butt.
That's what that movie that I haven't seen was in. Oh, Susie came in late for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys didn't hear.
So there's this movie like nominated for an Oscar and Social Network eats a dude's
butt.
And he compares
it
to like a peach.
Tori, what's it called?
Call me by your name.
Call me by your name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fucks a peach.
He fucks a peach.
Wait, eat the peach like a butt.
Oh.
What about the... Okay, good, thank you. That was my main concern, because I've been wanting to fuck an avocado for years, but it's always the pit that ruins it for me. And so I do the butter knife thing with to take the pit out, and then I look at it, it looks like, I almost stuck my dick in there, but then I'm like, fuck, it's guacamole time.
So the director of the Say My Name
Plus
video...
they're expensive these days.
They are expensive. Well, you know what? That makes me want to fuck it more.
It's classier?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I spent my money on it, I should be able to fuck it.
That's how Larry thinks.
And fucking a peach, like it gotta be a ripe peach, man.
That's kind of bouche. I thought they were like poor, so they ate the peach. Like, I just kind of keep it simple. I'm like not.
So there's a Oscar nominated movie where a guy comes in a peach, and yet American Pie got zero credit. All right, any audience member come to learn
anybody
anything?
Learn anything today?
No,
I learned a lot.
You guys didn't know that Guam was part of the United States.
Don't act like y'all knew shit.
Hi, Travis K. I love you.
Hey, man. Travis, what'd you learn?
I learned that I'm an abuse sponge.
Oh,
you just learned that?
Huh, you motherfucker.
But that I love y'all also.
I love you too.
I love you too.
Hey, man, I had a nerd block.
It's that's not worse your
than,
fault.
That's worse than snack block. It's a fucking box of bullshit, box of toys, and I had that for a while. I think snack box is better. So you are better than me.
Yeah.
And I Larry feel like never said that.
Abusive husband like, baby, I'm sorry. Look, I didn't mean it. All right? Just don't do that shit again. But thank you, Travis.
Yeah. We love you, Travis.
But I also learned that D-Box is going to make a comeback with... Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a double feature with Regan's movie, my movie, and we're going to serve Jess's crunchy jelly.
Yeah.
Crunchy jelly snacks.
Yeah.
There we go.
D-Box, it never left, bro. It's still here.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Porn and D-Box, dude.
That doesn't make sense.
CQ.
Yes, Susan.
How about you?
Sit pantless.
Larry, you just ruined avocado for me.
How?
That's impossible.
I didn't make it better?
No.
Avocados have clits.
No, it was a nice, clean food. It was a good fat. It was a good fat.
It was a good fat.
Now, I'm just going to think about you shoving your dick in one.
Yeah.
No.
So, why my dick? Why not Mark's dick?
I mean, Larry's
picture
ruined a
Mark's dick in
no,
an avocado.
No, no food. No food and
Larry's
sex.
Larry's ruined
no
a lot of
sex.
Things by talking about putting his dick in.
Yeah.
That's why it costs $1.25 for every scoop. You want guacamole with that?
See, guacamole has tomatoes and onions, and I'm not sexually attracted to those vegetables. And avocado's a fruit. Nah, fuck fruit. It is June.
And I also learned that you eat like shit.
Who, me?
All of you guys.
No, what? No, wait a second. We taste like shit.
Every single one of those chips sounded disgusting.
Oh, yeah. But this is coming from someone who doesn't like ramen.
No,
yeah,
I don't even know. She doesn't like noodles.
No, she's
back
racist.
Back it up. I don't even know if I don't like it. I don't even know.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Boo! Shame!
Re-edit. What's your fucking favorite snack?
Rice Krispie treats?
Yeah.
I'll allow it. That's fine.
That's not.
No, but I'll allow it. That's fine.
And what's your least favorite? What's the grossest snack you ever had? Dick avocado?
The grossest snack I ever had was jelly chips.
You had them?
I had an advance. It was a prototype.
Crunchy jelly.
That was
before the Swedes fucking figured out the technology.
I'm waiting for the Flaming Hot version, and then I'm going to try it again.
Oh, right. Wait for the munchies with the jellyfish and the fucking anemones and stuff like that. Well, guys, I'm sorry. Brant Bumpers, what'd you come to learn?
You can just walk right past me.
What'd you come to learn?
You're wearing all black, so fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off.
You're a floating head.
So I look like a floating head right now, an 1800s ghost. Come to fucking scare you. Get out of my kitchen.
I've been in this dungeon for years serving chicken tenders.
That was my avocado.
I'm a Vincent Price trailer.
You didn't even let me finish.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I just come to learn that D-Box actually... This is the most I've heard about D-Box in a long time. I'm going to be the dead horse, and I'm going to talk about D-Box.
Yeah.
So, D-Box, I think we should make very, very bad movies that are very bad for D-Box and get people that have no business seeing them, like someone with a herniated disc going to see Square Wheel Roller Coaster. Just put them in the
Someone with multiple scoliosis watching Final Destination 3 with a broken
roller. They need to show beaches on D-Box.
No, yeah, exactly. I think it's the opposite. I think you need to have a quiet art house movie, but in D-Box. So something like Ghost Story or
Steel Magnolias.
Where a woman eats a pie for 12 minutes in D-Box, so you don't feel shit. The emotion comes from within.
Exactly. Super depressing movies on D-Box. The Green Mile on D-Box.
Yeah.
Electric chair.
I'm afraid of the electric chair.
I don't want to be late.
Oh, no, I don't want to be late.
We're going to watch Boys on the Side in D-Box.
I want to see Call Me By Your Name in D-Box.
Yeah. What does the chair do when
it comes
to the peach?
I want to feel that avocado fucking action.
Last house on the left on D-Box.
Yes.
No.
Yikes.
All right. I'm out of here.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Brant.
All right. So what do we... We got to wrap up, guys. Stay tuned for our midnight show. Absolutely free stand-up comedy every Friday here downstairs in about 15 minutes. But Jess, what does Comedia Agogo have coming up?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming to Comedia Agogo's podcast, Public Access. We highly appreciate you guys. If you want to learn more about us, find us on Facebook and Twitter. Comedia Agogo, at Comedia Agogo, hashtag Public Access. We're join our Public Access Happy Campers Facebook page so you can answer our topics when we're not doing it live, but we always prefer that you come do it live. We have new sketches coming up. If you haven't seen our latest video sketches, go find them on YouTube, Comedia Agogo, Facebook, Twitter, all over the planet. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I'm going to be doing a lot of comedy shows this June. I don't know if this is going to air before then, but if it does, cool. If it doesn't, no big deal. I'm going to be June 21st in San Antonio, Texas at the Texan 2 on June 24th with Tori Poole featuring for me. Also, you can catch me on the 26th at Cine El Rey. I'm going to be headlining in McAllen, Texas on the 27th. I will be in Houston, Texas at the Joke Joint. And on the 29th, I will be at Josephine Theater here in San Antonio, Texas with Mike Robles and dude from Breaking Bad. You'll find out which one.
Will he fuck a peach?
Yeah, hopefully. So get your meth. So thank you guys for coming. We're going to do this again. We're going to take a selfie right after we do this so we can post it online, guys. You can find us at ComediaGogo.com. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We don't have an Instagram, but you can follow me at Larry Garza Comedy and get all the same shit. So thank you all for tuning in. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll fuck an avocado later.
Yay! Bye.